Thank you for listening to the Arabian Sports Network pregame show. Now stay tuned for play-by-play action of your Pendleton Heights Arabians.
Out to Warfel. Casey Warfel, step back, mid-range J. It's up and it's good for Casey Warfel.
Maybe Trout quickly in the other direction, finishes with the left hand.
This is Pendleton Heights basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you back here to the Arabian Sports Network. We'll continue the pregame show until tip-off. Right now, they're introducing the starting fives for both teams. So, cool stat I found interesting. The opponent's records combined for both of these teams, Pendleton Heights, 0.609, meaning 0.609 of their other teams have... Sorry, I messed that all up. Pendleton Heights' combined record of all the other teams is 0.609. They play some very tough teams. Just below them is Noblesville, 0.604. Pendleton Heights plays the 24th strongest opponents in this state. Noblesville plays the 27th. Now, coming into this game, I believe Noblesville's favored, even though, you know, like I mentioned before, they kind of one up Pendleton in every stat. You say the win streak, Noblesville's got a bigger one. You say strength of schedule, Noblesville's got a better one. And this is the only thing here that really takes the cake for Pendleton Heights and really gives them a chance to win tonight other than themselves.
Yeah, I mean, especially like you just mentioned, with being 24th in the state, that can definitely help and get you an advantage. Like I've mentioned several times already, that advantage can definitely give you an edge, as I've already mentioned. It can give you an advantage, though.
They need everything they can get tonight. This is not going to be an easy game by any means. Meredith Tipner is one of the best players in the state. No word of a lie. I can only think of a few, maybe Maya Makaleski, you know, any of the girls at Lawrence Central. You know, those are very good teams, but, I mean, this girl's committed to the University of Miami, the Hurricanes. She offers from great schools. She's a McDonald's All-American nominee, that is. She hasn't been selected yet. But this team is great. They've shown great signs ahead of way other teams. And, I mean, they sit in an 18-3 record. They were state champions just 3 years ago, and they look to repeat this year.
Yeah, I mean, and you definitely don't, you're not always going to see these people like Meredith Tipner and Casey Warfel. You're not always going to have those amazing, great players that you're going to find on these teams very often, especially Tipner and Casey Warfel, how they're doing so well this season.
Now, both teams taking the court for Pendleton Heights. Their starting five looks to be Mamie Trout, Ada Huffer, Olivia Jones, Emma Roberts, and finally Casey Warfel. And then on the flip side of things for the Lady Millers, it looks to be, of course, the senior Meredith Tipner, Maya Blower, CeCe Quigley, looking at her in the tip circle. She's really the Ada Huffer of this team, standing at 6'2", just alongside Ada Huffer. I believe Huffer might have an inch of advantage there. Quigley averages 11 points a game and 5 rebounds. The tip is up, and we are live. Emma Roberts will start with it for Pendleton Heights. Dishes it out right side to Casey Warfel. Casey Warfel, cross-court pass to Mamie Trout. Trout shoots the three early. Good.
Yeah, I mean, she just passed it to Trout, and Trout was wide open, so she waited a sec and then took it and made it.
Starting off hot from the mill now, Lady Millers will take over here. Is Kate Rollins underneath looking for Quigley. Quigley will try to put it down. No good. Rebound, Casey Warfel moving quickly the other way. She tries a layup. Good for two. Pendleton Heights leads 5-0. 7 minutes, 23 seconds here to go. Now driving in is Tipner. She'll take a mid-range shot. Good for two. Pendleton leads 5-3. Now inbounding it. Going the other way. Here's Emma Roberts dishing it to the corner to Warfel. Right back into Roberts' hands on the left wing. Roberts looking for an open target. She'll give it to Warfel. Warfel lets it fly from three. No good. Now heading back the other direction. There's going to be a misconnection. The ball will go loose out of Tipner's hands. Arabians will take it the other way. Warfel throws up a shot mid-range, no good. Ada Huffer gets the rebound. Foul is going to be called. 5-2. Pendleton leads. 6 minutes and 44 seconds remain. Shooting foul. Ada Huffer will go to the line. Foul will be on Maya Blower, her first of the game, team's first. Huffer at the line, 65%. cashes in, 2 for 2. Pendleton Heights now leads 7-2. 6 minutes, 41 seconds remaining. Quickly, here's Rollins. Rollins dishing left side to Tipner. Tipner drives in at the rack, lays it down, good. Emma Roberts off the inbound, moving quickly, gives it to Warfel. Warfel underneath to Trout. Trout to an open Huffer, lets it fly. 3-point range, just off the mark. Now fighting for the rebound. Here's Emma Roberts just off her fingertips. It'll end up in the hands of Maya Blower, the freshman guard for the Lady Millers. Blower hands it off up the middle now. Tipner gives it to Rollins. Rollins, 3-point range, just off the mark. No good. Now Arabians will get the ball moving the other direction here. Mamie Trout in traffic, throws it last second, intercepted by Tipner, moving the other way. One person to beat, Euro snapper, Tipner lays it down.
Yeah, I mean, Tipner, she's using that speed just like Casey, and she's just going straight down the court.
Now quickly back the other way. Here's Casey Warfel. She tries a shot at the basket, no good. Pendleton Heights not going to be able to get the rebound. Tipner will take it, take a shot mid-range. Foul called. She'll go to the line for it looks like two. Foul on Emma Roberts. Meredith Tipner now to shoot from the line. She's 79%. Probably the key player on this Lady Millers team you don't want to take to the line. Tipner makes her first, her second off the mark. 7-all here, 5 minutes, 27 seconds remain here in the first quarter. Here's Olivia Jones, bullet passes down the middle to Casey Warfel. Warfel to Huffer. Huffer tries to take a shot off her back foot, no good. Millers will get the rebound now. Maya Blower going to lose control of it. Foul's going to be called. Warfel had a lane at the basket, if only the foul.
Yeah, she tried to grab a steal there, but the ref didn't really like that, nor did she, and she just kind of hit it a little wrong, and it got a foul.
Warfel's first foul, team's second of the quarter now. Here's Tipner. Finds an open Blower in the left corner. Corner three, good. Now, Pendleton Heights will start with it here. Down. Millers have their first lead of the day, 10-7. Casey Warfel, 3-point range, lets it fly just off the mark. Quigley boxing out for the rebound. She'll get it now, moving the other way. There's a mismatch. Now Tipner in the paint. She tries a bucket, no good. Had to get past Huffer. Huffer played some good defense there. She'll fight for a possession for Pendleton Heights, taking it the other way. Emma Roberts can't hold on to it. Lady Millers will take it off of the miscommunication from Emma Roberts. Millers lead 12-7. Arabians take a timeout down. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This 91.7 WEEM sports program is sponsored by RE/MAX Legacy, Nick and Leanne Rogers. Located at 6692 South State Road 67 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 765-617-9420.
Back to Arabian basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you back here on the Arabian Sports Network. I'm Zion Balmieri, joined here alongside Kellen Bowers, now Olivia Jones. Quickly to Huffer to Roberts. Roberts, ball's going to go off of her foot. Last touch looks to be on a Lady Miller. Miller's up 12-7. Huffer throws it in the paint for Casey Warfel. Warfel dishes it outside. Emma Roberts. Roberts scanning the field. Gives it to Olivia Jones at the charity stripe. Jones is going to take a mid-range shot. No good. Millers get the rebound. Here's Tipner. Tipner dishes in the corner for Allie Hutchinson. Hutchinson tries a three-point shot. No good. Now moving the other direction. Here's Casey Warfel. She tries it and one. Casey Warfel with her right hand. Little too much contact from the Lady Millers. We'll send Casey Warfel to the line.
Yeah, I mean, once again, Casey, she got the ball. She absolutely sprints across, goes up, and shoots it.
Foul will be on Maya Blower. The freshman's got two so far today, and one cashed in for Casey Warfel. Miller's now lead by two. 3 minutes, 45 seconds remain here in the first quarter. Here's Meredith Tipner. Guarded by Olivia Jones, Tipner will try to strike inside. Backpedals, takes a shot, no good. Pendleton Heights will get the rebound. Ada Huffer specifically. Now, Emma Roberts dishes in the left corner. Mamie Trout. Trout inside for Huffer. Huffer, step back, shot, good. Ada Huffer's best shot of the night for two. All knotted up at 12 apiece here. 3 minutes, 17 seconds remain. Here's Tipner. Guarded by Olivia Jones, will hand it off top of the key. Here's Vetter. She'll give it right back to Tipner. Tipner quickly to CeCe Quigley. Quigley, three-point strike, nailed. Miller's now lead 15-12, 2 minutes, 54 seconds now. Emma Roberts tries a deep pass looking for Casey Warfel. It'll go out of bounds. Millers will steal a possession back there. Arabians are forcing a lot of passes they don't need to make, creating possessions for the Lady Millers. Here's Tipner. She'll drive in and abruptly stop, hand it off to Grayson, the senior. Grayson back to Tipner. She'll try a shot around the charity stripe. Huffer will come down with the rebound. Foul called. Allie Hutchinson. Her first, team's third of the quarter. Now another deep pass from Pendleton Heights. This one to Aubrey Warfel in the corner. Warfel tries a three-point shot, rebounded by her sister, Casey. Casey to the rack, good.
Yeah, Casey got that ball off the rebound, and she just absolutely sprinted through the defense into a layup.
One Warfel doesn't make it, trust the other. Now here's Brooklyn Grayson. Looking for an open target. She'll hand it off to Tipner. Tipner takes a mid-range shot on the left wing. No good. Pendleton Heights gets the rebound. Emma Roberts had a lane to the basket. She didn't want to take it. Waits for her team. Hands it off. Casey Warfel, three-point range. No good. Rebound, Tipner. Cross-court pass to Kate Rollins, who had some open space in front of her. Foul's going to be called before she can lay it in. One-on-one with Aubrey Warfel. That'll send Kate Rollins to the line. Foul awarded to Emma Roberts, excuse me. Both teams sit at three fouls apiece for the quarter. That's Emma Roberts' second foul of the day. Now Casey Warfel sits just 4 points away from breaking the Madison County career scoring record.
Yeah, I mean, she's inching closer and closer.
Norvetta, the freshman, gonna check in for the Lady Millers. Ada Huffert will get it stolen from her. Now moving the other way, here's Tipner. Tipner will hand it off to Quigley. Quigley's going to be blocked. Now Aubrey Warfel going the other way. She'll not decide to pass it last second. Moves to the rim. Look for her sister Casey, but she held on to it. Now going the other way. Ravens couldn't get the rebound. Here's Tipner. Tipner's guarded by three people in the paint. Aubrey Warfel is going to get the ball stolen away again. This time she'll hand it to her sister underneath the rim. Good for two. And one, Casey Warfel.
Now that sets her just two away from breaking the Madison County scoring record. She's at the line for an and one, so potentially inching her way closer.
Warfel 72% from the charity stripe so far this season. Cashes it in cleanly. Her best of the season, of any of her high school years, this is her best from the free throw line. Now she's officially tied the scoring record of the Madison County
She needs one more to break it. Now, the Lady Millers going to try a three. That's Kate Rollins. No good. Casey Warfel moving the other way. Shoots it to her sister, Aubrey. Aubrey's going to try to put it in for two. Sure shot will be blocked. Allie Hutchinson now guarded one-on-one with Casey Warfel. Warfel almost steals it away. Rollins is going to get it off to Tipner. Tipner quickly back to Rollins in the corner. Rollins can't hold on to it. She'll look for Tipner back and forth to her. Ball will go out of bounds. Olivia Jones with some great lockdown defense. Pendleton Heights leads 17-16. 30 seconds remain here in this first quarter. One of the higher scoring quarters in this season for Pendleton Heights. Annalie Hutchinson on the right corner. She'll hand it off. Meredith Tipner. Tipner quickly to Rollins. Rollins moves at the rim. 2 points. Millers lead 18-17. Pendleton Heights has 9 seconds. They want to make anything happen here. Olivia Jones conducting traffic. Wide pass into the corner for Aubrey Warfel. Warfel's going to drive in. She gets a two. Last second before the buzzer. Pendleton Heights leads 19-18 at the end of the first. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, more second quarter action. Pendleton Heights leads. You are listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Detour Salon and Style. Haircuts for women, men, and children. Located at 1816 East 53rd Street, Anderson. Their phone number is 765-400-5323. Online at DetourSalonAndStyle.com. Detour Salon and Style.
Back to Arabian Basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you back here to the Arabian Sports Network. I'm Zion Palmieri, joined here alongside Kellen Bowers. Lady Arabians lead 19-18 at the start of the second quarter. Both teams taking the court yet again. Casey Warfel sits just 1 point away from breaking the Madison County career scoring record, held currently by Jody Howell with 2,026 points. Currently, Casey Warfel just 1 point shy from breaking the record, tied at 2,026. Refs talking things over before the inbound. Almost in a huddle. Quite the back and forth first quarter that we saw. I can't name another quarter that I've broadcasted where Pendleton Heights battled back as much as they did. They got a nice early lead. They got down, and now they're on top at the start of the second. Usually it's defense-oriented now. Here's Tipner. Going to free herself an open lane to the basket. Someone will be in her way. She takes a shot. Good foul. We'll go to the line now. We'll see who they award the foul to. A Lady Arabian just absolutely ran into her there. We'll be on Aubrey Warfel, her first, team's first of the quarter. 10 seconds in, already a foul. Tipner at the line, makes her first, all knotted up, 19 apiece here. Millers will take yet again another lead. After the second from Tipner, 20-19, 7 minutes, 47 seconds remain here in the second quarter. Aubrey Gray. Dishes in the corner for Mamie Trout. Little too high. It'll be out of bounds. Last touch on a Lady Miller. It'll stay with Pendleton Heights on the scoring end of things. Casey Warfel checks back into the game. Looked like she wrapped up her hand, maybe. Aubrey Gray has it now off the inbound. Pendleton Heights down by one. 7 minutes, 37 seconds remains here in the second quarter. That'll free up Aubrey Gray. 3-point range. Just a misfire there, a little off the mark. Rebound, Olivia Jones. She'll give it to Huffer. Huffer behind the perimeter. He's going to take it inside in the paint. Now dish it out to Warfel. Warfel tries a three-point shot, blocked by Tipner. Huffer recovers after the block, gets the ball, puts it down for two. That's what Ada Huffer's good for. When you have someone 6'3 like Ada Huffer, whenever there's a block close to the perimeter or just a little shot that's off the mark. Huffer's there to get the ball, and that's what she did just there. Now Lady Millers are going to take a three-point shot. No good. Rebound, Vetter. Vetter's going to be swarmed, got nowhere to pass the ball. She'll give it to Quigley. Quigley inside to Tipner. Tipner's going to try a shot. She'll be fouled last second. The shot did not have a chance at going in. Hit the side of the court. Excuse me, the side of the backboard, if you would. Pendleton Heights leads 21-20 after they ate a Huffer bucket. The foul on Aubrey Gray, her first, team second of the quarter. Millers tie it up. Tipner at the line. Yet again, I mentioned another player that you don't want to go to the line is Meredith Tipner. The only player I've mentioned you don't want to go to the line, and she's been to the line many times tonight so far. Millers lead by one. Pendleton Heights getting a little physical, drawing a lot of fouls so far. Here's Ada Huffer on the perimeter. Timeout's going to be called by Coach Rogers. He looks a little frustrated, taking a little walk for himself. We're going to take a quick break. Millers lead 22-21, 6 minutes, 27 seconds remain in the second quarter. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEN.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Cowan Chiropractic, located at One Plaza Drive, Suite 20 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 765-778-7399. Also online at cowanchiropracticcenter.com.
Back to Arabian basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you back here. Noblesville High School, home of the Lady Millers, who lead 22-21 with 6 minutes 27 seconds remaining here in the second quarter. Lady Arabians here to inbound. Coach Rogers called a timeout. See what their next move is. Aubrey Gray to start with it on the logo. She'll flip it right side. Mamie Trout. Trout inside for Huffer. A little too high. Going to be stolen away by Tipner. Tipner slowing things down now. Mid-range, left wing. She'll give it to Allie Hutchinson. Hutchinson with room to move. She shoots a three. Nails it. Good. Count it. Three. Allie Hutchinson. 25-21, Millers lead. Here's Mamie Trout. Rockets it inside for Ada Huffert. She'll backpedal to the perimeter now. Here's Olivia Jones. Three-point shot, no good. Mamie Trout gets a quick rebound and a bucket with it. 25-23, Lady Miller still lead. That three was huge for them. 5 minutes, 36 seconds remain here in the second quarter. Tipner on the logo, looking around, talking to her coach, Donna Buckley. Tipner on the logo, conducting traffic, trying to get some offense going for her Lady Millers. Draws up a play. Allie Hutchinson gets it inside, dishes it out. Three-point shot for C.C. Quigley off the mark. Casey Warfel using her speed to explode at the basket. She takes a jump shot mid-range. If you explode at the basket and then full shot, take a jump shot. Usually it's been working out for Casey Warfel. This one's off the mark now. Tipner takes a shot, going to be fouled. She'll go to the line for two. Third foul so far of the quarter for Pendleton Heights. This one will be on Olivia Jones, her first. And yet again, Tipner's going to go to the line. That is not a trend Coach Rogers wants to see. Multiple players going to check in for both teams. Emma Roberts and Aubrey Warfel going to check in for Aubrey Gray as well as Mamie Trout on the Pendleton Heights side of things. And then for the Lady Millers, looks like Maya Blower, the freshman's going to come in. Tipner, 2 for 2 on the free throw attempts. 27-23, Lady Millers lead. Here's Casey Warfel. She'll dish it outside. Olivia Jones back to Warfel. Warfel shot around and out. So close on the three-point try there. That would have put him within one. Huffer's going to get it, try to put it down. She'll be fouled and now go to the line for two. The foul on C.C. Quigley. Huffer's matchup, almost a perfect matchup. Quigley sits at 6'2". Huffer gets the best of her there and nails her first. 4 minutes, 49 seconds remain. Huffer, second, just off the mark. Pinballing off of every side of the rim. Now, Tipner takes a deep two-point shot. Almost a three, not quite. 29-24, 4 minutes, 33 seconds. Emma Roberts is going to rocket it inside. This one for Olivia Jones. She takes a step-back shot for two. Good. 3 points separate these two teams. Miller's lead now. Here's Tipner trying to throw up a shot with an underhand hook. Good for two for Tipner and one. That's a reason why she has all the accolades.
Yeah, I mean, she's just proving that she's just a great and lethal shooter.
I mean, didn't have a chance going above, and she hooks it from below. I don't know if I've ever seen that. We're going to take a quick break for station identification. You are listening to 91.7 WEEM.
Broadcasting from the WEEM studios, underwritten by Community Hospital Anderson, this is the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM Pendleton.
91.7 WEEM. We apologize for the interruption. Lady Miller's lead, 32-26. Pendleton Heights has the ball on the scoring end. 4 minutes remaining in the second quarter. Olivia Jones here to inbound, looking for an open target. Scanning, she gives it to Huffer behind the perimeter. Huffer's going to use Aubrey Warfel's screen. Tries to shoot it inside. Doesn't want to take that shot. She'll flip it to Jones instead. Jones to Roberts on the logo. Roberts close to a backcourt. She's got to be careful. Guarded closely by Maya Blower. She'll hand it off inside for Ada Huffer. Huffer, step back shot. Just bounces out. So close there. Rebound's going to go to Tipner. Tipner moving the other direction. Using her speed. Rockets this one to the perimeter. Looking for Maya Blower. The three-point shot from the freshman. No good. Rattles out. Ref's going to stop play there. Foul's going to be called. This one on the Lady Millers. Allie Hutchinson, the junior guard. Foul's going to be called. She shot the three. Tried to hustle for the rebound. Little too physical. Pendleton Heights will take over. Got to be careful for Pendleton Heights. They have four fouls, teetering close to the bonus. Here's Casey Warfel. Warfel trying to take it from the corner to the rim. She'll be forced out of bounds. Ball will go to the Lady Millers. And a foul is going to be called on Casey Warfel here. After the play. Scratch that. Foul is not going to be called on Casey Warfel. Ref shows a 1-2-12. That's Casey Warfel's number to the scoring table. What confused me there. And now Casey Warfel, pickpocket, moving the other way. Fast break, 2 points. She is now the Madison County leading scorer all time. What a way to do it. Pickpocket off of a fast break. Now here's Tipner moving the other direction. She'll take a mid-range shot. No good. Rebound, Ada Huffer. Miller's lead, 32-28. Pendleton Heights has it now. Here's Aubrey Warfel. She lets it fly from deep. It'll just rattle out. Olivia Jones trying to swipe the ball inside. It was out of bounds. She tried a last-ditch effort to get it back to Aubrey Warfel. No chance there. Tipner will take over. 32-28. Pendleton Heights down by four. 2 minutes, 31 seconds here remaining in the second quarter. Now Allie Hutchinson. Big shot from three. Heaves it up. Bullseye. 35-28. Lady Millers playing some commanding basketball, showing why they're 18-3 now. Casey Warfel, she tries to force it inside. It'll be hit off of Tipner's hands and go out of bounds. Warfel now to inbound. 35-28, 2 minutes and 9 seconds remain here in the second quarter. Huffer over the back looking for Warfel. Warfel throws a shot up, no good. Rebound, Allie Hutchinson. She'll hand it back off to Tipner. Now here's Tipner. Backpedaling on the perimeter. Way back into the left corner now. Tipner guarded closely by Olivia Jones and Casey Warfel. She'll flip it to Brooklyn Grayson, the other senior. Grayson can't hold on to it for long. She'll bounce it right back to Tipner. Tipner backing down some defenders in the paint. Backpedals now to the perimeter. She'll hand this one off. Grayson yet again. Grayson inside to Hutchinson. Hutchinson tries the two-point try at the basket. No good. Rebound, Pendleton Heights. Olivia Jones has it on the logo, scanning the court. Finds an open Casey Warfel in the corner. Warfel inside to Huffer. Warfel puts down a shot. Good for two. And then Ada Huffer there. 5 points surround these two teams. 35-30 Miller's lead. Tipner guarded by Jones will take off to the rim. Good. Another hook shot from underneath. This one a little less aggressive. It's like that ball is on a string to go straight into the hoop when Tipner shoots it. Here now, Casey Warfel, step back shot from the charity stripe, pinballing around, just out. 37-30, 40 seconds remain in the second quarter. Here's Tipner showing no signs of urgency, guarded closely by Olivia Jones.
Yeah, she's just kind of stalling timeout, waiting it for to go down, because, I mean, the score is 37-30, so she has no reason to worry.
Of course, no shot clock in girls basketball. Tipner not pushing the pace at all. Pendleton Heights led at the end of the first quarter, and they're going to be down at the start of the third. Tipner now 7 seconds, showing some signs of life. She'll take a mid-range shot. It won't go. Foul will be called. This one on Aubrey Warfel, team second. That'll put Pendleton Heights in the bonus with just 6 seconds left in the corner. I think that's what Noblesville was looking for. They can draw one more foul there. They for sure go to the line, and they do it just before the clock expires, and what a way to do it. First one good for Tipner. To take a 9-point lead, Tipner second. Good. 6 points to make something happen. Casey Warfel has it now, moving quickly. 3-2. Casey Warfel doesn't want to put it up, gives it to Huffer. Huffer's shot wouldn't have counted anyway, off the mark. 39-30 at the end of the second here. Millers take a commanding 9-point lead. Stay tuned for our Arabian Sports Network halftime show. That'll do it for me and Kellen for a little bit. You're listening to 91.7 WEEM.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Dr. Dana Wright's Dental Studios. Dental care for children and adults. In Pendleton at 113 South Heritage Way, phone 765-221-5900. Online at drdanawright.com.
You got to pay attention.
But they need to continue that success.
But there's going to be runs by both teams.
Welcome to the Arabian Sports Network Halftime Show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. Welcome to the Arabian Sports Network Halftime Show. I'm Reagan Butler, and I'm joined by
Michael Hooker.
Meredith Hughes.
Hello, Meredith.
Hello.
You want to say what your job is?
Yeah, so I work for Milestone Contractors. My title is Concrete Plant Accountant, but I also do plant IT and plant estimating.
All right. What does that job entail?
I do all of the inventory for three portable concrete plants. They move wherever the jobs are that need concrete poured. I do all the inventory. I do all the invoices. I bill all of the jobs. I also am doing like plant IT, so I have support access. So I could pull up my phone and batch concrete from my phone if I really wanted to. I don't want to, but I could. And then I also do all of the pricing for the concrete plants. So I reach out to suppliers, I get all of the pricing, and then I put together that price for the main estimator for the project, and he puts that into his bid.
Cool. I've never heard of that job until today. Yeah. I had to do some research into what that was, and I couldn't find a whole lot.
Yeah.
But yeah. What are the differences between what you do and what like an accountant for a different type of company would do? Like what do you like specialize in because it's a concrete company?
So because it's construction, they do cost accounting. The position that I was in before was project accounting. And so I have to project out what the job is going to do, how much money it's going to make, it's a lot of accounts payable, accounts receivable. So there are a little bit of differences. As far as I know, in an actual accounting course, they spend a very small amount of time on actual cost accounting. So that projection piece is a big one in the construction industry. So it's the same with the concrete plants. I have to project out how much money I think they're going to make for the year, if they're going to make any money. So the concrete plants themselves are just an asset. And so we try to break even every year. But if they make money, then great. And if not, then I have to explain why.
Oh, okay. Are there years where they don't make any money?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. So we're doing something a little different this year and last year. Previously, the concrete plants, like the cost and everything, was housed on the construction project themselves. Now we've pulled them off the job. And that's why I bill the job directly of how many yards that we pour. But before that, our hourly price wasn't up to snuff. So historically, our concrete plants did lose money. So now I'm in trying to analyze and do better as far as like making sure our concrete plants are breaking even or making a little bit of money.
Interesting. Yeah. Do you spend more of your time in the office or in the field, or do you spend any time in the field?
Yeah. So I consider myself kind of a hybrid. Right now I spend the majority of my time in the office because we're not in season. When we are in season, I go and visit a plant at least every week. So I'll go out there if they need something, or if I just need to check on things or just make an appearance in general. I can work really from anywhere. So I can put my computer up and go to a concrete plant and hang out for the day if I wanted to.
That's cool. Like a nice flexibility on there. Yeah. Yep. I read that you were in the banking industry before that you got into construction. What made you switch over? Like, why would someone want to get into construction specifically in the first place?
So for me specifically, it's because I needed a job. So I worked for Main Source Bank. They sold to First Financial. And then they weren't going to tell us for at least 3 months if we were going to have a job or not. I was lucky enough to where there was a lady in my department who whose husband worked for Milestone. I had met him a few times. I have a little bit of a sarcastic way about me. And he thought that I could handle the construction industry. So he asked me to apply and I got the job. So it wasn't even a matter of anybody else applying. I just had it. So it kind of worked out that way. And then how I've kind of gotten to where I have now is building relationships with other people in the industry. So this position that I have currently was specifically made for me because of the relationship I had with the concrete division.
Okay, that makes sense. What would you say is your favorite like part of the job?
I like the flexibility. Like I like going out to the jobs and seeing kind of where they started and seeing the progression of the projects. So I can go out on any job at this point because I have strobes on my vehicle. So if I just decided that I wanted to go out to a project, I can go out there and I can see the progression of the job. So, but I like the office aspect of it too. Like I like having that option, but I really like going out on site.
Yeah, the flexibility sounds really nice of that. Yeah, for sure. Are there any projects that you're working on right now? Any big things that we could have known about or maybe seen somewhere?
Yeah. So we just finished up, a runway at the airport. It was 22 inches thick concrete. We had to pour 37 feet wide. So if you've been on a runway here recently, we may have poured it. We also do a lot of work with IMS. So we, lay the asphalt at IMS. So anything they need done, they usually call us. So we've done all the cart paths at their golf course. We've done work on the actual track. And then another one that's getting ready to kind of finish up, I-69 6.5. So the 469,
yeah,
465 piece. And then we're also doing the added travel lane on I-70 in Hancock County.
Interesting. Yeah. I don't know if I've never been to an airport that I can remember, but if I go to one, I might think of that. Yeah. Fortunately, I think that's all the time that we have for this interview. Okay. Thank you so much for coming out here.
Appreciate
thank you,
it.
Michael.
Yeah. Thank you so much for coming out here.
Yeah,
this was
thank
a
you.
Great interview.
Back to the Arabian Sports Network on 91.7 WEEM.
Can't make it to the game? Be sure to tune in to the ASN Coaches Show every Monday from 5 to 6 p.m., hosted by the WEEM sports staff. as they talk to athletes and coaches about winter sports and keep you up to date on all things Arabian athletics. Listen today on Arabian Sports Network 91.7 WEEM.
Back to the Arabian Sports Network's Halftime Show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM, we welcome you back here. Noblesville High School, home of the Millers. Now, it's halftime here. Lady Millers lead 39-30, and that is a big commanding lead. This game hasn't really seemed like that at all. At the end of the first, it was 19-18. Now at the end of the second, it's 39-30. Millers took a commanding 9-point lead, and it came out of nowhere. And I can pin it on one thing, and that's Meredith Tipner. Going to the line is just not where she needs to be if you're Pendleton Heights. She can succeed from there, 79% so far this season, and they keep drawing fouls. They keep sending Tipner to the line, and they're not going to... Apologies, ladies and gentlemen. They're not going to have a chance in this one if they keep sending Tipner to the line.
Yeah, and I mean, the Lady Arabians, they started off strong. They started off hot, getting those early game points. And then it kind of went back and forth, and they ended that first quarter 19-18. But then, like you just mentioned, that second quarter, it was 39-30. And one of those main reasons is Tipner with going to line, because she ended this second quarter with 22 points, and Casey only had 12.
Yeah, Casey Warfel having a nice night for herself, 12. We've seen more, we've seen less. Ada Huppert, really, I think. She's got 9. She's played some great basketball today. I mean, just second chance points. There was a point where Casey got blocked. Huffer was there, had the ball instantly, took a nice shot in the paint. I've told Lucas, I know I told him specifically, if Huffer can fire on all cylinders, nothing against Huffer at all, this team can succeed really well. And when she's doing that, like tonight, they're doing excellent. Of course, they are down by 9. They've got a lot of room to cover. They cover the small mistakes, like the stupid small fouls that are really hurting them so much. They'll be fine. They were competing until about the last 2 minutes of that second quarter. So really just tighten some things up. You had that halftime break. Get up to speed. You're going to be good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and just speaking a little more on Ada Huffer. Yeah, she is averaging, she had 13 rebounds last game against Shelbyville. And so if you see a lot of rebounds, you'll pretty much find her under the net. She's always going to be there getting those rebounds and getting those assists.
Olivia Jones to start off for Pendleton Heights. We'll dish it inside to Casey Warfel. Warfel steps back looking for Olivia Jones. Now Jones lets it fly from 3-point. No good, just off the mark. Rebound, Mamie Trout. Trout quickly looks for Roberts. Miscommunication off Roberts' fingers. Pass, little too much on it. It'll be Lady Miller's ball up 9. Here's Meredith Tipner. Almost has it stolen away by Olivia Jones. Tipner will try to make a move at the basket. Lose control of it now. Forced to the corner. She'll dish it. Cross-court pass for Allie Hutchinson. Quickly shoots the 3. Knocks it down. Good.
Yeah, Allie, she was wide open, and she just made the 3.
Emma Roberts on the logo. Looking around, hands it off. Casey Warfel. Warfel. Very high pass for Olivia Jones. Jones is going to lose it off of her fingers. Now here's Allie Hutchinson moving back the other way. Hutchinson doesn't hold on to it for long before Tipner has it and puts it down for 2. Tipner will be fouled yet again. Just received the stats from halftime. Meredith Tipner went to the line 11 times. She made 10 of those. That is 10 pretty much free points for Pendleton Heights that they cannot give up. If 10 points is scraped off, they're down by 5 now. With that 10 points, it's 45-30. 6 minutes, 52 seconds remain. Here, Casey Warfel moving around the perimeter. She'll dish it to Ada Huffert. Huffert, 3-point range, fakes it, gives it to Emma Roberts. Roberts lets it fly. Good! Emma Roberts from downtown cashes in the trifecta. Pendleton Heights battling back all that they can. 45-33, 6 minutes, 31 seconds remain. Inside, CeCe Quigley not going to have a chance at the ball. Intercepted by Ada Huffert. The Arabians will take it moving the other way. Huffer in the paint, trying to back down two defenders, dishes it outside for Emma Roberts. Roberts back inside for Olivia Jones. Jones takes a step back at the charity stripe. Rebound will go to Allie Hutchinson. Hutchinson quickly to Maya Blower. Blower flips it back to Meredith Tipner. Tipner top of the key to Hutchinson. Tipner going in and out, not really distinctively driving inside. She does now, tries a two-point shot, won't go. Rebound, maybe Trout hands it off to Casey Warfel. Warfel tries to lay in a shot. She gets her own rebound. Now she'll be fouled and go to the line for two. Casey Warfel looks distraught after that one. Warfel now moving to the line. Kellen, I cannot believe Meredith Tipner had 22 points at the half. That is absolutely absurd. I mean, 25 points she averages, and it's just the free throw line. I mean, it's solely where most of her points are coming from. She's a great shooter. She's laid in some great buckets, but if Pendleton Heights keeps committing these fouls, I mean, they're really feeling it now. They're down 45-34, 5 minutes, 31 seconds. They cannot keep getting penalized.
Yeah, and I mean, it's definitely... Those fouls may not be pretty big, but those add up. And literally, Meredith Tintner, she scored 22 points in that first half, just mainly off of fouls.
Tipner on the logo, flips it right side, inside for Blower. Blower to Rollins, going to have it stolen. Emma Roberts moving quickly, gives it to Warfel. Warfel to Huffer inside. Huffer, nice bucket, counts for two. Coach Rogers standing on his feet trying to direct his offense that's now turning into defense. Here's Allie Hutchinson in the corner, three-point shot, air ball, rebound. Rollins puts it down for two, and one's going to be called. Rollins, nice heads-up play there. Hutchinson couldn't cash in from three. 47-36. Rollins looks to extend it, won't go. Rebound, Ada Huffert. Huffert quickly cross court to Casey. Casey to Mamie. Mamie Trout, 2-point try, good. 47-38. Millers have the ball now. Here's Meredith Tipner. Tipner fakes it from 3-point range, wants to drive in, backpedals. Moving it across the horn now. Still on the perimeter, it'll end up back in Tipner's hands. Now a mid-range shot, jump shot, around and out. Rebound, Ada Huffert. Huffert quickly to Mamie Trout. Trout will flip it to Roberts. Roberts holds it now on the logo. Swings it right side for Mamie Trout. Trout into the hands of Olivia Jones. Olivia Jones throws up a pass to Casey Warfel. Warfel has to fight for it. She takes a step back shot deep for two. Good for Casey Warfel. 47-40. Pendleton Heights battling back. 7-point game now. Here's Tipner, takes a shot deep. No good, rebound Ada Huffert. Two hands in the air, pulls it down cleanly. Steals over a possession for Pendleton Heights. Now, Casey Warfel, too fast for her own bucket. She drives in, lays it down off of her fingertips, steps back while she's shooting it. Millers are going to be forced to call a timeout, 47-42. Arabians are driving back. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This 91.7 WEEM sports program is sponsored by RE/MAX Legacy, Nick and Leanne Rogers, located at 6692 South State Road 67 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 765-617-9420.
Back to Arabian basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM, we welcome you back here to the Arabian Sports Network. 47-42, Lady Miller's lead with 3 minutes 35 seconds remaining here in the third quarter. Now, again, really just getting a chance to look at these second half stats. Of course, I just received them about 5 minutes ago while we were in play. I mentioned it before. Tipner's gone to the line 11 times at the half. That cannot keep up. Pendleton Heights has been doing a good job so far of easing away from that. They've only got two fouls so far in this third quarter, 3 minutes left to play. And they've really, like you kind of said in the break, Colin, they've dug themselves in a hole, and now they're slowly getting out of it. 5 points surround these two teams. Millers have it now. Here's Rollins to Tipner. Inside, Tipner guarded by Olivia Jones. She'll lay it down to Meredith Tipner. One of the best girls basketball players I think I've ever seen.
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree with you on that.
Here's Olivia Jones, guarded closely by Hutchinson. She'll flip it right side for Casey Warfel. Warfel on the perimeter. She'll drive inside, give it to Huffer. Huffer just off the mark. Foul's going to be called. Huffer will go to the line. Pretty deep when she shot that. Got Warfel's rebound and was forced to step back. She was on 1 foot. Shot it because she was fouled, and luckily she'll go to the line. Miller's lead, 49-42. Huffer's first is good. Huffer having one of her better games in recent memory. Not saying she was down at all at any point. This is just one of the brightest lights we've seen so far. Had 9 points at the half. Now Brooklyn Grayson. Grayson inside to CeCe Quigley. Quigley's going to put up a shot. It'll bounce around for a few seconds before it falls good. 51-43, Miller's lead. 2 minutes, 47 seconds remaining here in this third quarter. Mamie Trout has it now deep on the perimeter. Hands it off to Casey Warfel. Warfel inside for Huffer. Huffer puts it down for two. Warfel to Huffer. A tale as long as time.
Yeah, I mean, once again, Huffer's using her height and getting them layups.
Here's Brooklyn Grayson. We'll look for an open target, guarded closely by Aubrey Warfel. Trying to contest for a steal here. She'll flip it behind her to Meredith Tipner. Tipner's going to talk to their coach, Donna Buckley, before making some offensive plays here. Tipner will keep it herself, move to the right corner, guarded by Mamie Trout. She'll take a step-back shot, mid-range, good. Sorry, scratch that, no good. I was going to say good defense by Mamie Trout. Held her hands up, no fouls committed. Ravens will take it the other way off the missed shot from Tipner. Free Aubrey Warfel, three-point range. She can't get the shot. Rebound, Ada Huffert, even when two people are guarding her. She spins around, good for two. Ada Huffert might be having her best game in her career.
Yeah, I mean, she's just performing absolutely well this game, and she's doing exactly what she's best at, getting rebounds and hitting layups.
Here's Brooklyn Grayson backpedaling on the logo. Can't move much further now. Timeline behind her. She'll flip it, dart it, really, to Meredith Tipner. Tipner inside, guarded by Olivia Jones. Now multiple defenders switching on to Tipner. Stolen away. Aubrey Warfel gets a hand in there. Foul's going to be called. Tipner will go to the line. Multiple Lady Arabians frustrated after that one. I think just a little too much physicality, some confusion in the paint. Multiple Lady Arabians there. Tipner shoots that one good.
Yeah, and I mean, it's also not exactly what they want, because Tipner has hit almost every single free throw she's shot so far.
53-47, Olivia Jones now at the logo. Minute remains here in this third quarter. 6-point deficit for the Lady Arabians. Olivia Jones has it now, trying to make a move. Gives it to Aubrey Warfel. 3-point shot for Aubrey. Just off the mark. Arabians quickly moving back to defense. Now here's Meredith Tipner. Tipner guarded by Warfel. Will dish it to her teammate Rollins. Rollins inside, good for two. Lady Arabians waste no time, moving quickly. Here's Aubrey Warfel. Warfel to Trout. Trout, three-point range. Just off the mark. Huffer can't get there in time for the rebound. Tipner takes it. Moving quickly around. Multiple Lady Arabians finds it to Rollins in the corner. Rollins had the last bucket. Flips it inside for CeCe Quigley. Little too low off Quigley's foot. Arabians will take it now with 22 seconds left in the third quarter. Down by six. Lady Arabians slowing the pace down just a tad. You know, likely hold on to it for the last 15 seconds of this quarter. Try to get a bucket in last second. Here's Ada Huffert at the charity stripe. Huffert will throw it up very high for Casey Warfel. It'll be tolling away. by the Noblesville Lady Millers. And there's a Tippner, splashed it from three-point range. Casey Wolf will foul to the ground. We'll see if they call a foul beforehand. Looked like play was stopped, so Tippner shot it very deep. We'll see what, yeah, they will call a foul on Tippner, and that one's going to be horrible. She absolutely splashed it from half court.
She was beyond half court when she shot that, like behind the logo.
Now off the inbound, Casey Werfel throws up a three-point try just as the quarter ends, and that's going to wrap up the third quarter now. Into the championship minutes of this one, 53-47, Miller's lead. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEF.
This sports program on 91.7 WEEM is made possible through support by Modern Tree Solutions, tree removal, tree pruning, and crane lifting services. Their phone number is 765-374-8698. Online at moderntreesolutions.com.
This 91.7 WEEM sports program is supported by SMB Heating and Cooling, located at 6879 South State Road, 67 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 317-448-2044. Online at sbheatingcooling.com.
Back to Arabian basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM, we welcome you back here. Noblesville High School on Zion Palmieri, joined alongside Kellen Bowers. 53-47, Pendleton Heights down by six. The final 8 minutes left to play here from Noblesville. Arabians really going to knock down a few things if they want to come out on top. To start with it, here's Maya Blower. Blower to Hutchinson. We'll give it to Tippner on the corner. Corner driving in, trying to fight Ada Huffert for the rebound. Tippner, last second, will throw the ball right at Ada Huffert as the ball was going out of bounds. Only try she had to save a possession for the Millers. It works out successful for her. Millers off the inbound. Here's Kate Rollins. Rollins to Quigley. Back to Rollins. Three-point range in the corner. Just off the mark. Went over the top on top of the backboard. Still in play. Tippner's going to steal it. Olivia Jones had it. Trying to zip it to Mamie Trout. Think they'll say Tippner stepped out of bounds. Ball will go to the Lady Arabians. Mamie Trout held her hands together like almost thank you, ref. That was good call there from the referee. 53-47. Pendleton Heights still down by six, 30 seconds into the corner. Casey Warfel has it now. Gives it to Olivia Jones. Jones to Roberts. Three-point range for Emma Roberts on a rope. Emma Roberts with one of the best threes I've seen. And probably the last five games, most clutch. It's got to be 3 points around these two teams. Casey Warfel goes flying. No fouls called. CeCe Quigley in the paint. She tries a shot for two. No good. Now rebound Hutchinson. No good on the second point shot try. Second chance points. Miller still lead 53-50. Pendleton Heights has it now. Cross-court pass. Mamie Trout has it. Three-point range. Air ball underneath. Not enough on it. Rebound will go to Meredith Tippner. Tippner tries a shot, no good. Rebound, Olivia Jones fires it cross-court pass, coast-to-coast, looking for Casey Warfel. Good for two, 1 point between these two teams. Pendleton Heights playing great defense, turning into great offense.
Yeah, and I mean, both teams, they just can't afford to waste any single second with the Millers being ahead now by one singular point.
Now here's Rollins underneath to Quigley. Quigley's shot going to go out of her hands. We'll see who they give the ball to. Looked like she didn't even try to put it up to shoot it yet before it absolutely rocketed out into the stands. Quigley will go to the line. The foul will be on Ada Huffert, her first of the day, team's first. Gives the Millers a chance to extend their lead. Quigley's first, no good. 53-52, Miller still leads. 6 minutes, 41 seconds. Quigley's second, good. 2 points now surround these two teams with 6 minutes to play. Miller's lead, Arabians have the ball. Here's Emma Roberts crossing the timeline. We'll give it to Olivia Jones. Jones across the perimeter finds an open Casey Warfel. Warfel rockets it for Emma Roberts. Roberts on the corner drives in, puts it up for two, no good. multiple defenders going to fall to the ground. See Maya Blower fall to the ground, and then for the Arabians, Mamie Trout fell to the ground. Foul will be called on Mamie Trout. That'll force the ball into the Miller's hands. They now get the possession. Mamie Trout's second foul of the game, second of the quarter for the Arabians. 54-52, Miller's lead. Here's Hutchinson, guarded by Warfel, throws it inside for Tipner. Tipner's shot, no good, going to be fouled. Go to the line for two, Mary the Tipner. Not the player you want to send to the line with 5 minutes remaining.
Yeah, and I mean, she definitely already proved it with how she's performed while shooting these free throws today.
Cash is in a yet another. Miller's lead by three. I have a chance at four. Tipner's second. Good. Olivia Jones now off the inbound. We'll give it to Emma Roberts. Arabians dug themselves back, almost equal. There were 2 points. Now there's five. Emma Roberts throws it up for Ada Huppert. Huppert can't jump that high to pull it down. We'll see who they award the ball to. It looks like Pendleton Heights still last touch on a Noblesville Lady Miller. 5 minutes, 30 seconds remain in the fourth quarter. Miller's lead by four. Casey Warfel has it now. She tries a two-point shot. No good. Gets her own rebound. Puts it back up for two. Fell to her ground. Got back up. Snatched the rebound. Put it down for two. Miller's now lead 56-54. 5 minutes left. Here's Quigley. Quigley quickly left side to Hutchinson. Hutchinson top of the key to Rollins. Rollins makes a move out to the basket. No good. Rollins flung it down off of her fingertips. Couldn't hold on to it. Arabians now to take it the other way. Have a chance to tie or take a lead. Here's Casey Warfel inside. Warfel's not going to have much room to work. She gives it to Huffer. Last second. Huffer for two. We're all knotted up. 56 apiece. 4 minutes. 42 seconds remain here in the fourth. Millers have it on the timeline. Here's Rollins. Gives it to Hutchinson. Hutchinson, three-point range. Good. In the corner, splashed for Hutchinson. Now Mamie Trout's going to have it. Gives it to Warfel. Warfel will get it stolen from her. Lady Millers get a chance to add extra to the three-point shot. Ball will go out of the bounce. It'll stick with the Lady Millers. Key steal there from Mary the Tipner. Never stopped. Even after the big three, Tipner now trying to back down a defender in the paint. Gives it to Quigley. Quigley hasn't missed so far today from three. She does now. Gives it to Hutchinson off with the rebound. Hutchinson back to Quigley. Quigley from the charity stripe. Good. 61-56. 1 second. This game was tied up. You look away now. Pendleton Heights is down yet again. Timeout's going to be called by Coach Rogers. We're going to take a quick break. 61-56. Pendleton Heights down. 4 minutes remain here in the fourth quarter. You are listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Olivia from Washington. Laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that mommy and daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha from South Carolina. I've been skipping meals so my two kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Back to Arabian basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you back here to the Arabian Sports Network. I'm Zion Palmieri, joined here alongside Kellen Bauer. 61-56, Miller's lead. Arabians have it now. Miller's going to be penalized. We'll see who the foul's on. Ball will stay with Pendleton Heights. They looked pretty not happy with that foul. Multiple people in the air. Multiple people with their hands in the air, just shrugging, looking at each other with their mouths wide open. Hupper has it now in the paint. Backs down a defender. Step back shot just off the mark. Been pretty crucial with those all day. Misses one here. 61-56. 3 minutes, 47 seconds remain in the fourth. Here's Tipner. Guarded by Olivia Jones. Tipner will hand it off to Maya Blower. Blower will try to land a shot, no good. Rebound A to Hupper. Hupper slings it the other direction, looking for Emma Roberts. She had a chance. If Hupper could put it on the money now, Casey Warfel has it. Her shot, no good. Ada Hupper with the rebound, puts it down for two now. 61-56, 3 minutes, 20 seconds remain here in the fourth quarter. Blower on the logo, guarded by Emma Roberts. Moving right side, bounce pass for Quigley back into the hands of Blower. Blower still trying to find an open target. Guarded very closely by Olivia Jones. Excuse me, Emma Roberts. Blower will dish it underneath to Quigley. Quigley to Tipner. Tipner can't hold on to it. Ball will go out of bounds. We'll see who the last touch is on. It'll be last touch on Pendleton Heights, meaning Lady Millers will take over. 61-56. 2 minutes, 58 seconds remain here in the fourth quarter. Tipner tries a shot underneath the rim. Got to get past Ada Hupper. Hupper with the block. Allie Hutchinson holds on to it. Timeout's going to be called by Pendleton Heights. Scratch that. Timeout called by the Millers. Of course, they were on offense. Man, Ada Hupper, we're going to talk through it here. Ada Hupper's having a great game. She sits there in the paint, both of her hands up. No fouls are going to be called because, you know, she's not moving around. You know, if you move your hands a lot, you're going to get a foul call if you're 6'3". And Ada Hupper's playing a great game under the rim. And now Millers have it, and they're a little nervous. They call the timeout here. Of course, there's 2 minutes, 50 seconds, and this is a four-point game.
Yeah, I mean, like you just said, Ada Hupper, she's had an amazing game, and I mean, I've already mentioned this several times, but she's doing exactly what she's the best at, getting those rebounds and getting those layups when she gets those rebounds. She's just executing it almost perfectly because she has missed a few.
20 points on the night for Ada Hupper now. Off the inbound quickly. Meredith Tipner had a hand on it. It'll be poked out by Olivia Jones, keeping the pressure on. Kate Rollins now to inbound, looking for an open target, finds Quigley. Quigley guarded by Hupper. Quigley underneath to Tipner. Tipner puts it down, foul called. We'll see who the foul's on. That'll wipe off the points from the board because the foul was directly before that. So still 61-58. Blower gets it underneath to Quigley. Quigley to Tipner. Tipner has it on the logo, guarded closely by Olivia Jones. She doesn't have much room to work. Forced to pass it off, gets it to Blower, right back into the hands of Tipner. Tipner gives it to Hutchinson. Three-point range blocked by Casey Warfel. Moving the other way, Huffer got the steal off the block. Casey tries a two-point try. Foul's going to be called. Warfel will go to the line. She can only hit two here at most, which would make this a one-possession game. What a big block. Hutchinson in the corner. Casey Warfel comes down, slams a block. Hupper grabs the ball, slings it the other direction for Casey Warfel. These two are playing great tonight. Casey Warfel misses her first from the line. Rare you see a player like Casey Warfel miss those in the clutch. The second good. 61-59, 2 minutes, 23 seconds remain here in the fourth. Millers lead. Here's Meredith Tibner on the logo. Gives it to Blower, guarded by Warfel. Defender switches off. Now Emma Roberts guarded on Blower. Blower to Quigley. Quigley on the perimeter, guarded by Hupper. Doesn't have much room to move. Hupper locking down. Now Hutchinson. Hutchinson top of the key to Blower. Blower guarded by Roberts. Blower moving right side. Ball's going to be almost stolen away from her. She'll lose control of it. Get it to Tibner last second. I think they're going to call a double dribble. We'll see what the official call is. Foul's going to be called on Pendleton. That'll be on Emma Roberts just getting a little too close. Tried to steal a little too much physicality. That'll put Pendleton Heights into the bonus, the fourth foul of the game for Emma Roberts. Be careful. She's got to watch the fouls now. One more and she will be out of this one. 62-59.
Yeah, I mean, it is a super competitive game. We're seeing a lot of fouls, mainly from the Lady Arabians.
Four-point game now, 63-59. Here's Casey Warfel crossing the timeline. Minute 45 remains. Casey Warfel throws it inside for Huffer. Huffer's two-point try, no good. Gets her own rebound. Puts up a second shot, no good. This third shot, good. Huffer missed her first two, got three rebounds, put it down for two. I mean, it is absolutely so helpful to have a player like Huffer on our team. Having a great night for herself. Now moving the other direction is Meredith Tibner and the Noblesville Lady Millers. Tibner guarded by Olivia Jones. Doesn't have much room to move. Cuts it to Blower. Blower to Quigley in the corner. Right back to Blower. Guarded by Emma Roberts. Roberts trying to get a steal here. She'll poke it free. Olivia Jones has a lane. Moving to the basket. She won't decide to shoot it. Moves back. Step back. Three-point shot. No good. Casey Warfel gets the rebound. Puts it down for two. We're knotted up. 63 apiece. 54 seconds remain here in the fourth quarter. We got to be careful. Watch overtime. 49 seconds before that. Tibner on the logo holding it now, talking to her coach, Donna Buckley. Tibner guarded closely by Olivia Jones. Moving left side. Now to right. Spinning back. Left. Right. Olivia Jones sticking with her at every pace. 63 all. This game hasn't been tied up in a long time. Olivia Jones will switch off with Casey Warfel now to Blower inside. Two-point try, good. 15 seconds and counting. The Arabians need to score. Here's Casey Warfel, Euro-stepping at the basket. It counts, good for two, no fouls. Multiple defenders on the ground. We'll see. Timeout called by the Millers. We're all tied up. Multiple defenders on the ground. You could have called a foul charging on Casey Warfel. No fouls called. Some of these Millers fans look shocked. We're all knotted up. 4 seconds remain.
Yeah, I mean, this fourth quarter has been absolutely insane. It's been back and forth, and I mean, they are not wasting any single second. They are just going back and forth, trying to get as many points as possible for both teams.
Yeah, Pendleton Heights catching up since the first quarter. And they caught up at the right time, 65 apiece. They add back a second on the clock, 5.7. Both teams still in the timeout. This is going to come down to the clutch of the game. The Millers, very good today, shooting-wise. They can get it done behind the arc and inside. You really got to be careful with who has the ball. They're probably drawing up a play for their best player, Meredith Tibner. And she's got 31 points tonight. We really got to watch her, of course. We've seen a few scenes. I don't call too many close girls basketball Lady Arabians games. They don't really happen. This one, getting down to the wire, almost a preview for deep sectional runs, maybe regionals in the future. This is going to prepare the Lady Arabians for when they need skills like this. They haven't seen too many of them this season.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm going to have to agree with you. I have honestly never seen a basketball game this intense and this close in scoring. For me, and it's just like this has been probably the most intense game I've ever broadcasted.
Both teams stepping back on the court for the Lady Arabians. Warfel, Roberts, Huffer, Jones, Trout. For the Lady Millers, Hutchinson, Blower, Rollins, Abdurraqib. And now they will say a foul is called on the Lady Millers. Refs were talking things over. That'll send Olivia Jones to the line. Misses her first. There is a big foul there. So the refs were talking things over in the break. That's what it was. I was waiting for the official call to really say something. Olivia Jones cashes in. One for two at the line there. Pendleton Heights has the lead by one with 5 seconds remaining. This is really going to mix things up. Timeout called from the Millers. We're going to keep talking through here. Kellen, what did we just see? I'll break it down one more time, just a little bit slower. We're getting a little fast and hyped here. Sorry for the marching band. It gets a little loud. So refs were talking things over during the timeout, and they saw a foul from the Lady Millers on the last play. That sent Olivia Jones to the line. She cashed in one. Now that things We're tied up now. Pendleton Heights has the lead 66-65. Now they got a nice saving point by the ref there. And, I mean, you can't score 1 point in basketball. So we're going to see if the Millers can take a lead here with 5 seconds. Yet again, drawing up a play for their best player, Meredith Tipner, I'd have to assume.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to have to agree with you on that. But, I mean, even if it's a one-point basketball game, which it is currently, 66, Pendleton is currently leading. I mean, they just absolutely are going to have to just focus on that defense and just try blocking or stealing the ball. Just anything to stop the Millers from scoring any points at all.
They played very good defense in this fourth quarter, and they need to keep it up if they don't want to lose. 5.7 on the clock. Pendleton Heights leads by one. And there's going to be an error on the inbound. Pendleton Heights is going to now take it over on offense. And that one, now that's going to really seal the deal for them. They have to take it over on offense, Pendleton Heights. So now the Millers need to steal it as well as get the ball on offense. And now there's going to be an error off the inbound. The Millers are going to get it back.
Whoa.
Trout had to inbound it, looking for Casey Warfel. They kept all of the Millers in line with the Lady Arabians, forced the Lady Arabians to tip the ball out of bounds, and the Millers are going to get a shot at it, 4.6 seconds. It's one thing if you don't have a try on offense with 5 seconds left, down by one, but now you have a shot, you have a chance. We saw Meredith Tipner make a shot at the volleyball line, the opposite volleyball line, and it didn't count because of our foul earlier. Now they got to really watch these players. She can make it from anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, she's proved it this entire match. She made it from the opposite volleyball line. She's made it from the charity stripe. She's made it from inside the arc, outside the arc. She's made it from almost everywhere.
Yeah, this is going to be very down to the wire. 4.6 on the clock. Pendleton Heights leads by one. Both teams slowly coming out of the 30-second timeout. Marching band really setting the mood here from Noblesville. I've seen about two games from the Lady Arabians that can compare to this, and they really lost both of those by 1 point. Now they've got the lead by one on the flip side of things. To inbound the ball is Kate Rollins. Looking for an open target. The ref's going to stop things. Talking to the scorer's table. We'll see what they call. Coach Rogers laughing. I think slowing things down. 4.6. Rollins off the inbound. Gives it to an open Tipner. Tipner, 2 seconds. 1 second. She's at the three-point range. Throws up a shot. No good. Lady Arabians are going to win it. Two hands in the air from Coach Rogers. They knocked down a giant in the Lady Millers.
That was honestly the best game I've ever seen. I got so scared when I saw Tipner running up. And when I saw that miss and I saw the buzzer hit, I got so excited. I'm going to be honest. I started jumping in the air and waving my arms everywhere.
Multiple defenders guarding Tipner last second. And after both teams high five, say good game, Lady Arabians are cheering louder than I've heard them all season. They won the Madison County tournament and they look happier. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, the post-game show. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
The IHSAA, in partnership with the state of Indiana, wants to clear the air regarding our state's vaping epidemic. Why do people vape?
I am a cloud maker.
I am a flavor chaser.
I am a buzz seeker.
What do they think they're vaping?
I like blueberry lemon haze.
Mmm, cucumber mint.
Wild watermelon for me.
But what are they really inhaling?
Wait, arsenic?
Formaldehyde?
Lead? Ugh.
Vaping is not harmless. It is highly addictive. It can cause irreversible damage to your kidneys and lungs. It can ruin your life. Visit the IHSAA website, don'tpuffthisstuff.com, to better understand what vaping is and what it can do to you.
That's kind of going to be the plan, and we just got to make sure that we execute on the offensive end.
You know, it should be a good game, because I think they can come away with a win.
Welcome to the Arabian Sports Network postgame show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you here to the Arabian Sports Network postgame show. I'm Zion Palmieri, joined here alongside Kellen Bowers. The final score here from the Mill, home of the Lady Millers, Pendleton Heights won 66-65. What a win for Pendleton Heights. They're going to shoot up in the rankings.
Oh, yeah. And, I mean, I've said this several times, but this has been just the best match ever that I've broadcasted. It's been such a close game, and it's just been absolutely amazing from both teams. They've played amazing. The Lady Arabians, they executed almost perfectly, especially Ada Huffer. She was under the rim getting those layups and rebounds just constantly.
Yeah, I mean, Ada Huffer had a great showing for herself, but I mean, down late in the stretch, they've seen multiple moments this season where it's gotten really down close to the wire and they couldn't capitalize. Now this time, they had the upper hand. They led by one, and they were able to battle back and get the victory. And this has got to mean a lot for the teams. I saw them both shoot up. Excuse me, I'm looking at the coach trying to make sure he gets up here. I saw the whole team shoot up, jump up for joy. They got so happy so fast when they figured out they won that thing. When Meredith Tippender, you know, she's super fast. She's a three-point lethal shooter. She got it, ran to the left corner, had to throw up a shot, had about half a second left on the clock, and everyone had their hands in the air guarding Tippender, and there was no chance that was going in. Some of the best defense we've seen all night from the Lady Arabians.
Yeah, they've just absolutely executed perfectly on offense and defense. Yeah, Tippender, she went up to throw that with about half a second left, and it just barely misses the bucket. And so the Lady Arabians win, and down goes the 14 win streak of the Millers.
Yeah, I told you, Kellen, at the start of this, someone's win streak's going to end, and Pendleton Heights prevails. We're going to take a quick break. I'm going to interview Coach Rogers, head coach of the Lady Arabians. You're listening to 91.7 WEEN.
Start your day off right by listening to our morning show, The Arabian Roundup.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Join Michael Hooker and Aiden Wilson every Tuesday through Friday from 5 to 7 a.m. for a mix of the latest hits, entertaining chats, and everything you love about the mornings.
It's a beautiful morning. The sun is shining.
91.7 WEEM.
Back to the Arabian Sports Network's postgame show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you here to the Arabian Sports Network postgame show. I'm Zion Palmieri, sitting here alongside head coach of the Lady Arabian basketball team, Coach Rogers. How does that feel to knock down a giant in the Lady Millers?
Before we even get anything, I just want to say I want to give so much credit to not only our girls, but the Noblesville girls as well. Meredith Tippender, that's a heck of a player. And if she's not getting looks for Miss Basketball, people need to come out and watch more basketball, because that kid is incredible. She dealt with Olivia Jones dogging her the whole night. But I want to get that off my chest. What a game. For a game of this caliber to be played this late in the season, two teams, realistically, it don't matter win or lose what happens, but both of those teams battled their rear ends off. We were able to battle through some adversity and make some plays. We cashed in on one of the two on a technical. I'm not sure what happened, but, we were able to one stop.
So it was a technical foul. Me and Kellen couldn't figure that out.
I don't know.
All right. So continuing to the next thing, Ada Huffer might have had one of the best games she's had all season. Played absolutely flawless. I believe only had one foul, 22 points. Speak about her performance. She was unstoppable tonight.
22, I mean, so I'm a bit emotional. That's a big win. Look at the rebounding numbers. 43 total rebounds for us, 29 total rebounds for them. She controlled it. She had 21. It looks like there was four team rebounds that they didn't know who to get those to. I'm guessing probably all four of those were probably Ada's as well. 22 and 21, that's a heck of a ball game. Lots of strong finishes down there. Casey found her a couple times. What a night.
Well, that'll about wrap it up for me. We'll see you in sectionals, Coach Rogers. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, stay tuned for me and Kellen to break down and crown our ASN player of the game. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Don't miss out. A new episode of WEEM Weekly comes out bi-weekly on Wednesdays. We interview those within the school and around the community.
It's always great to work with people that you actually like.
You can find the latest episode of WEEM Weekly anywhere podcasts can be found.
Thank you for listening to the WEEM Weekly podcast.
91.7 WEEM.
Back to the Ravens Sports Network post-game show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM, we welcome you back here to the Arabian Sports Network. I'm Zion Palmieri, joined here alongside Kellen Bowers. Now, Kellen, we got to crown our ASN player of the game. Who will it be?
Well, we both talked about it over the break, and while how it would usually be Casey Werfel, it's instead going to go to Ada Huffer as she has performed, I'm going to just say it now, she has performed perfectly this game.
Yeah, this might be her best game all season. A stat to back that up. 21 rebounds. That's got to be a personal high. That's wild to me. You do not see that at the high school level. She had a double-double on that, 22 points. You could hear Coach Rogers talking about they had 14 rebounds. They didn't know who to award those to. It's probably Ada Huffer. She had, nowhere of a lie, one of the best games she's had when suiting up for the Lady Arabians. And congratulations to her. Pendleton Knights now on an 11-game win streak going into sectionals. Things are looking so bright for them. You can't be happier for Coach Rogers and the team.
Yeah, I mean, especially when you take down the Noblesville Lady Millers. I mean, they were just such a great team. Meredith Tipner ended up scoring like 31 through like 36 points about, I believe.
31,
yeah. I mean, she just performed absolutely amazing on that team. But, I mean, the Lady Arabians, they had Casey, Ada, and just a bunch of other players who supported their team. And that teamwork really just benefited them and got them that win.
When you have a McDonald's All-American nominee and she puts up 22 in the first half, things do not look your way at all. I mean, that is a great player. You could hear Coach Rogers give her some praise in the post game, and then you hold her to less than 10. She ended up with 31, less than, I believe, 9 points exactly in the second half. That's a total change from the first to the second half. They cleaned up their act. They battled back, and they won it last second. Congratulations, Pendleton Heights. You're on an 11-win streak going into sectionals. I can't name you a time that they've looked this good going into sectionals, especially with the first-round bye. And that leads me into my next point. Our next broadcast for the Lady Arabians is going to be sectionals round one. That one will be February 2nd at, I believe, Mount Vernon. We play the winner of Anderson or Muncie Central. Whoever wins that game, we will play in the second round. Both of those teams had some up and down seasons. We haven't seen either of them this year, so it's going to be a tough battle to win our sectional. But that one will take place February 7th, 7:30 tip-off. 7:15 is our pregame show on air. And then, of course, the boys will play at Greenfield Central tomorrow. That one, 7:30 tip-off, 7:15 pregame show yet again. So stay tuned for all our great broadcasts coming up. It's going to be a great one. Lady Arabians winning here from Noblesville. Thanks to all who tuned in, whether you tuned in for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever it may be, we appreciate it. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks to all our sponsors and contributors and whoever makes this broadcast go smoothly. We really appreciate you. And then finally, thanks to Mr. Whitehair and Caitlin Cowan back in the studio for helping this broadcast go as planned. That's going to wrap it up for me and Kellen. Final score from Noblesville. Pendleton Heights wins 66-50. Sorry, scratch that. Pendleton Heights wins 66-65. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network postgame show, 91.7 WEEM.
Thank you for listening to this presentation of Pendleton Heights Basketball on the Arabian Sports Network. We greatly appreciate all of our donors and underwriters who help make this possible. This is 91.7 WEEM.